Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation. A half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. A lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Hear me, children of yesterday. Not literally yesterday, that would make you one day old. Defenseless, one day old babies, filthy with meconium and hungry, screaming for yesterday's teat. Well, yesterday's teat is today's disappointment, so hear me well. Tonight's tale comes from your future and recalls the ancient proverb, "Beware the pants of eternity, for where the inseam meets the crotch, so meet you with your doom."
I'm glad you could come. Yes. You know that my grandfather recently passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yes, thank you for
dead,
that.
Dead, is he? Dead?
Dead as a doornail. Completely passed away. But going through his things, I found a book.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted you to be the first to see it.
All of us?
All of you.
Well, we've all seen books before, I guess.
Yes, books are fairly common, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I have several in my library.
Yes, you do, don't you?
Yes.
But you've never seen a book like this.
What? Is it large?
It's very big.
Is it thick?
It's quite thick. It's voluminous.
Does it have lights?
No.
It
does not have a light.
No, that would be
I was going to say I'd never seen a book with lights.
No, that would be not definitely. I would stare at one.
It'd be hard to read. It'd be blinding, right?
No, true. No,
shining back at you as you were trying to look into it.
Yes.
I didn't think it through. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
We were brainstorming.
We were just thinking out loud.
Oh, perhaps if you just show us the book, then.
Indeed.
Yes.
We came a long way to see this book.
Well,
we know we were seeing it. We came a long way to hear what you had to say.
Well, I know.
I came for good friends and good company.
Well, thank you for that.
Well, yeah, but now I'm interested in this book.
Yes.
I think I've sufficiently raised your intrigue.
Yes. I hope you haven't overhyped this book. That is a problem. Sometimes people build things up so much. Yeah. The hype,
this better not be a photo album, is all I'm saying.
Well, no, there's no photos.
Are we looking at pictures of your children?
It's my grandfather's book.
Is it pictures of you?
No, it's not pictures of me. It's my grandfather. He kept a journal.
Oh.
And that is what this book is.
Go on.
A journal.
Was he an interesting person?
He was quite an interesting man. He dabbled in, how shall I say, the taboo.
The board game?
Yes.
He played with the board game Taboo?
He did.
I like that game. So
but he also played with things that were outside the ken of mortal men.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. And this is what this book is his life's work.
Should we put on our ceremonial cloaks if we're going to read this?
I feel it's only appropriate.
All right.
First we disrobe.
Yes, of course. Each other. We disrobe each other.
Right, of course. My hands are full.
Is that a new tattoo?
Warm my hands up a little bit.
I had it put on the other day.
It's removable.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
And now on with the cloaks.
All right.
Excellent. Very good.
Musty. Haven't worn these in a while, have we?
No, well, there hasn't been any need, has there?
No, there hasn't.
I've been put on a few pounds since I last put on my clothes.
All right. There it is.
It's covered, you'll notice, in a strange material.
Yes, it's material.
Yes, it's cloth.
Cloth?
A cloth book?
It's a cloth book.
Well, is it a cotton blend?
It's like a polycotton blend, yes. It's durable.
Good.
Yes.
It feels like no other cloth I've ever felt.
It's lovely.
It is. It's kind of luxurious, isn't it?
Now, I may be moving too ahead because of my excitement, but what does this book say?
Ah! Now we get to the meat of it.
Yes. There's meat in here. No, it's not.
It's a meat book?
There's no meat. There's no lights. Oh. It's a cloth book. Contains my grandfather's writings.
Right.
About his dabbles in the taboo, the board game, and other things off limits.
Hence the cloaks.
Hence the cloaks. I will open the book.
Oh,
this is like it hadn't been opened in a while. The binding was stiff.
Yes, the pages are sticky.
Oh, gosh, look at that. I'm going to get a nail file to separate these. There we are. There.
Sorry.
The pages that were glued together. Those are the ones I've never been seen before by mortal eyes.
It looks like a map.
It is a map.
A map to what, I ask?
Well, look here, right on the bottom. It's scrawled in what looks to be blood.
Gross.
Pants of eternity.
Pants of eternity?
Wait a second.
Yes?
Alistair! Didn't you teach a class of the occult? And wasn't there a book up here? Yes, this one here. I remember something about the pants of eternity. Now that's how a book should open. Yes. Easily with Peter's glowing. Yes, I didn't even touch my finger to my tongue, did I?
No, you didn't. Yes, I did teach that class on occult. That's right. I remember now. There was a whole section in that book. Yes, turn to page 145.
145. Well, there it is.
There.
A pair of pants, illustrated.
Yes, the Aztecs, they, just before their civilization completely collapsed due to excess, human sacrifice.
Yes, so many sacrifices. It's weighing down on the foundations of the city.
Exactly. It couldn't hold them up any longer. Mm. The Aztecs, they had come up with a technology which has now obviously been lost. But they were able to fashion a pair of trousers.
I heard of this. I thought it was just a fairy tale.
I know. People look at you and scoff when you bring this up, but luckily we're all here, and there, the pants, the trousers.
Those trousers, it says here, would bring the wearer to everlasting life. What size are they? Well, they're 34, but it says here...
Is that the inseam or the waist?
The waist.
The waist.
But it says here it can be taken in or out. To the wearer's desires.
Wait, one second, you can... Taken out?
Yes!
But I'm nowhere near a 34. I could not wear these pants.
The pants conform to your size!
Magic pants.
And this map?
Yes.
In your grandfather's book will lead us to the pants of eternity?
I think this is what it is.
Gentlemen, are we not far too old to make such a journey? Should we not hire someone? An adventurer, say?
Why not? Yes. Well, let's place an ad.
All right.
You, taking the minutes.
Yes.
Jeffrey, write this down.
Well, I'm just writing down that I should just write this down. Okay. Should I write something else down as I'm writing this down?
No, we're going to create an ad for the paper. Right. Searching for an adventurer.
Yes.
Someone who will find some lost clothing, let's say.
Yes.
That way we're not giving too much away.
It's like we're looking for someone who can do a lost and found kind of thing.
Well, I'm just wondering, just being devil's advocate here.
Yes.
If I was an adventurer and reading an ad going, adventurer wanted to find some clothing, would that really stir me to maybe answer the ad? And
it's true, it's not very compelling, is it?
Really, is
we
it?
Should offer quite a hefty sum of money along with it.
Ah, yes, yes. How much have you got on you?
Let's see. $1,600.
$1,600? No. I've got this pocket watch.
Gentlemen, I propose we simply kidnap the next young person we see.
and force them to search for our pants?
Correct.
I don't see anything wrong with that. Let me get that down.
Well, it'll certainly save us on the advertising costs.
Absolutely.
Certainly would, yes, because you pay by the line for one of those ads.
It's true.
Oh, what about that bellboy who works in the cafeteria? Excellent.
Reggie's always liked me. Why don't I approach him?
All right.
Go.
All right.
Here, take this chloroform and this rag.
And my pocket watch. He's fascinated by shiny things.
Where's my $1,600, gentlemen?
I'll bring you back a muffin.
Oh, Reggie. Oh, well, hi there, sir. Hey, it's Professor Alphonse.
Yes. Listen, my colleagues and I were wondering if you wouldn't join us in the antechamber.
Oh, the antechamber? What, is the light out again?
Yes. We need you to, with your long arms and tippy toes, need you to reach up and change the bulb.
Well, I'd be happy to, yeah. Wow, look at that pocket watch.
Yes, it's nice, isn't it?
Gosh, it sure glows and shines.
Rag here.
Oh, what?
I'm look just going to press this against your face.
Hey, well, geez, you're going to have a rag in my face. Gosh, Professor Alphonse, I'm getting sleepy here. Oh, boy. Getting a little tired.
Yep. Ah, good.
Woo!
He's almost out.
I'm going to hit him.
Do it.
Ow!
There.
Gosh, good. Drag him in. Come on, into the antechamber.
I'm a little fuzzy on what the plan is now.
Well, we've got the person to go find our pants. Yes. Now we've got to somehow, in his unconscious state, teach him what he needs to know to get our pants.
I suggest hypnosis, gentlemen.
Yes, then watch.
Excellent.
And in this state, he'll be very susceptible to any sort of suggestions.
We simply program the route into his subconscious, and he'll just know to go that way, retrieve the pants, and return them to us, and he won't be any the wiser.
Makes perfect sense.
I have to say, I just love our plans. They're just wonderful. They're just so out there, but they always seem to work.
You guys were laughing, so I woke up and started laughing as well.
You!
Wow,
look
close.
At Reggie.
Look at this watch.
Look at it go backwards and forwards.
Keep your eye on
to
it.
To and also fro.
Yeah, it's going backwards and forwards and command me.
Excellent, he's in a state.
Susceptible.
Young man, you will find our pants in the abandoned and ruined Aztec temple. And here are the coordinates. Read them from the book.
All right. It is latitude 441 degrees north, longitude 58 degrees south, 3 minutes east.
Oh, here, you could take this GPS and just program it in, Aztec ruin. It should probably save some time.
I obey!
Excellent. But now, let's have a little fun while we're in there.
All right.
Should anyone stop you, you will become a supreme fighting machine.
Yes.
All kung fu is at your command.
I obey.
And you can fly.
I obey.
Good. Here's a plane ticket. Take this. Your flight is, well, it's in half an hour off to the airport.
Or you could just fly, since you can fly now.
Okay. I obey. And am I awake? Or do you want me to stay in this hypnotic state for the whole trip?
He's very giddy. Look at him.
He's pretty excited to be on such a traveling mission. He's excited to go on this adventure.
Yes.
Okay. Here, I'm off, then. I'm off in my... And I'm out of the window. Ow, my arm. My arm! They told me I could fly.
Welcome to Mexico. I can be your guide if you're looking for a tour. I can take you. There is there's some wonderful ruins nearby.
Well, you know,
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Honestly, I can't really tell you why I'm here. I woke up outside of a building, the building where I work, with a broken arm.
Jace?
All I knew is I had to get to the coordinates 441 degrees north by 58 degrees south.
Well, that's right here. Oh, actually, that's not too far from here.
Do those coordinates intersect?
No, they don't.
Okay.
But
right.
it does describe a parallel swath. If we drive in that direction, we'll probably hit something, right?
Great.
So you would like me to be your tour guide? Get in the car?
I guess so.
All right. Do you have a map or anything like that?
Yes. Except it's in my GPS here.
Oh, may I see?
Well, are you sure you want to see?
Of course.
Sorry about that, chum. I totally kung-fued you there.
I totally did.
Yeah. You know, the hypnosis didn't really take. I can't remember why I'm supposed to use kung fu, so I tend to just use it on people.
It's okay. It happens all the time. A lot more common than you might think.
Okay. All right. Do you want to see the map?
Yes, please. Oh, God. My throat. You punched me in the throat.
Sorry about that, buddy. Maybe you should just look at it while I hold it.
I thought kung fu was for defense only, not offense.
Yeah, I don't really know what I'm doing.
Okay, just hold it. Don't give it to me.
Okay.
Okay, 444 east by 915858 east 95 south degrees. I know where that is. Here we are. It is an old ruin. This is off limits, you know. The tourism industry does not allow people to come here.
No?
No. But you are here now with me.
Yeah.
And what is it you intend to do?
I don't know. I just feel like I'm supposed to be here and get something. Ah, is there a, I don't know, like a closet or some sort of, you know, place where you hang clothes around here? Or is there like a...
Who dares to enter the tomb of Cuevanocac?
Whoa! Yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, my fists!
Ah, I'm part horse. So kung fu means nothing to me.
Ancient horse man.
He's impervious.
I'm impervious to pain. I'm impervious to pleasure. Heat. Lights throw me something. If a light was on a book, that would throw me.
Oh, there's no such thing, though.
Absolutely, so I'm safe there. Why do you come to my tomb?
I seek something.
There's nothing here.
Really?
No pants, for example. Nothing like that.
Pants? That's what I'm looking for.
I just said there were no pants.
But I'm looking for pants.
Well, go to a store. I will kill you.
Oh, okay. Let me take a couple steps back and, seconds. What's that you're wearing on your hindquarters, horseman?
Chinos.
Chinos.
Aha. Is this what you seek?
I think so. Look how they perfectly fit his contours. You can't buy a pair of pants in a store that fits a horseman like that.
No, and you know, horsemen are extinct.
Well, yes, except for I. For I do have the pants of eternity. And I'm afraid now you cannot leave my tomb. Because I don't want this getting out. Obviously, people will want my pants. And, for example, you.
I want your pants.
Well, you can't have them. If you take them off, I will shrivel and die. I am 15,063 years old.
You look good.
Well, I work out, and broccoli seems to keep me regular.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's important.
Antioxidants. I've heard of that. Yes.
So... do you take your pants off to go to the bathroom?
I need not. My pants cater to my every thought. If I have to go, a large enough opening appears in the... I don't really have to spell this out for you, do I?
I guess not.
The pants will manifest. They've an opening.
If I have to do a number one, the zipper automatically goes down.
Wow.
The pants are controlled by thought.
And are they self-cleaning?
They self-clean, they never wrinkle.
These are great pants.
They are. Do you have another pair, for instance?
There is only one pair of pants of eternity.
You all have been here in this abandoned, ruined castle for a long time.
Yes.
Why do you want to be alive any longer?
No one has ever asked me that before.
15,000 years old, just living in this tomb? Like, what do you do?
I write a little.
Oh,
been working on this book. I just can't get the last third of it.
Well, maybe we could help.
Yes, maybe we could. We're pretty creative guys.
Yeah, we just met, but I think we have a real rhythm going.
Yeah, yeah. Rapport, I would call it.
Oh, my throat.
Well, I don't... You punched him in the throat.
He's under the influence of a post-hypnotic command. I don't blame him.
You know, being with you has taught me something.
Jess?
You must die!
No!
He's grabbing his boobs!
He's trampling me on the throat!
Bang your hands together!
Why do you keep talking as I'm trampling on you?
I don't like this.
Oh, think about what you're doing! Think about just how many more years you have left and you just trample people. Is this the eternity you want?
Then he could have been friends!
You know there's movies out there in the modern world now.
What?
You can go watch a movie!
What do you mean, movie?
Yeah, movies. They have motion pictures now.
Pictures that move.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And they tell stories?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, there's one, just probably, what, in the closest town, there's a cinema house.
Jess,
yeah.
Yes, it's a multiplex.
Yeah, a moving picture shown in front of you, and you watch the story.
Take me to the cineplex!
All right!
And so they did. They went to town and watched three movies back to back, even one in 3D. Then, after some popcorn and a bathroom break, they stood together to discuss the pants of eternity.
That house bunny was something.
Yeah.
That Anna Faris, she is hot.
What did you think of Jack and Jill?
I'm sorry. 15,000 years, I could have waited another 15,000 to see that.
Jace, that was not a good movie.
Yeah. There's one thing, I don't know if you noticed, the screen was projected and emitting bright lights at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The lights didn't bother me like I said they would.
No, they didn't bother you?
Not as much as I thought they would.
Oh.
But they did give me a calming influence. I see now my extreme reaction to you wanting my pants was maybe a little out of proportion.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, there's more of this in the world beyond. You could see movies every day. You could rejoin society.
Take my pants.
But you'll die.
It's all right. I just remembered I have the necktie of survival.
Wow.
That's great.
That's amazing.
As long as I wear that, I will live a normal lifespan.
You're kind of hoarding the occult items, aren't
I have,
you?
Oh, I got a shirt of longing.
Oh, yeah?
An ascot of despair. When would you ever want that?
Hey, you know what, Horseman? You know what you should do just before you give us the pants?
What?
You should put on all of that at once and assemble a nice outfit and go out.
Well, that's a lot, I mean.
The ladies would be into it, I think.
Yeah, who knows what would happen, too.
Yes.
You maybe become God or something.
I'll give it a try.
Looking good!
Yeah, you look amazing, Horseman!
Hey, sharp, man!
You're just saying that.
No!
Come on! You
Your fetlocks look awesome!
Oh, thank
yeah!
You. Thank
wow.
you so... I'm taking off the ascot of despair. It's just a...
It's weighing you down. It's a downer.
It's destroying myself.
Why? Who made that thing?
You don't need it. You don't need it. The lapels of destiny look amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you, my friends.
Yeah.
And may I say to you, go to my closet. Take anything you wish.
Ooh.
Whoa, really?
You know, I have my eye on the Mobius belt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the belt that just you can't tie it and you can't take it off. It's a Mobius.
It is yours.
Oh, thank you.
Hours of fun.
Check out the cufflinks of doom, man.
Oh, jeez. Those things look like they might be heavy.
I can't even lift them. No. And yet, when I put them on my shirt, they're weightless.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that thing over there.
What, the suspenders?
Yay! The suspenders of, oh!
They're just suspenders.
They're just regular suspenders.
Suspenders of disbelief.
Oh, that's
wow. You put them on and people will believe everything you say.
Oh, yeah?
The suspenders of disbelief. That's
a, you know what? Why don't you keep the pants, Horseman, and I'll put these suspenders on and go talk to those old men.
It's been a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you for changing my life, and introducing me to movies, though you're lucky I don't kill you for Jack and Jill.
You know, not all movies are like Jack and Jill.
I hope not.
A lot of them are.
All right.
Like 90%.
I'll check out some websites.
Yeah. Okay.
Tomato meter. It was a good...
So long!
And so, armed with the suspenders of disbelief, he returned to the secret society of strange old men.
I'm back!
Oh, well, took you long enough,
where
didn't it?
Where have you been?
The pants of eternity.
They're right here.
What? Oh, yes.
They're in this box.
Oh, look at that. Oh,
thank you very much for
boxing them. That's fantastic.
There they are. Take a look.
Oh.
I would have thought they'd be older.
Yes, they look like chinos.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're chinos of eternity.
Excellent.
So
now, whichever one of us wears these pants will live forever.
Well, you can all wear them.
Get them together.
Of course we can.
Let's take off our cloaks first.
Oh, yes, close off.
All right, everybody, one leg in, right leg in, left leg in. All right, now we're all, everyone holds each other in hugs.
Circulation is
snugger than I thought it'd be.
Having trouble breathing.
You know what else those pants are using? It makes you guys fly. You know that?
Let's jump out the window.
Why did I kill those guys? I could have just given them the pants and gone back to my work. I feel kind of bad now.
Jace, I know. That was kind of uncalled for.
It was kind of uncalled for.
Oh, my throat.
Of Eternity, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Strange Old Man Number 4 and Reggie, Lee Smart as Strange Old Man Number 1 and the Mexican Guide, Nug Nargang as Strange Old Man Number 3 and the Narrator, and special guest star Colin Mockery as Strange Old Man Number 2 and the Aztec Horseman. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Edited by Illusionoid. Illusionoid is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Check us out at Illusionoid.com or join the Illusionoid group on Facebook and send your suggestions to us. Also, follow us on Twitter at IllusionoidPod. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.